Welcome back to the 312 show. Today, we have a very special guest. We got TikTok star, just hit 1 million followers. It's a meme, Mario. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Yeah. You know, when I hit you up to do the podcast, you had around, I would say, 950K on TikTok.
Probably around there, yeah.
In the 5 days, you hit 1 million. I mean, that's
honestly
crazy.
I think it was a little less, but yeah.
Well, yeah, probably around like 940 or something like that.
Yeah.
In 5 days, you've grown 50,000 plus followers.
Uh-huh.
Insane.
Yeah.
Crazy. It's crazy. Huge props to you. You know, I know everyone's a big fan of yours, but it's really awesome seeing you go through this basketball journey.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really awesome. So you were just in San Diego training with R2.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was great. I got to meet some other basketball players. I didn't get to meet anyone, any like NBA players this time, but
yeah,
I got to meet Ja, if you know who that is.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Got to meet him. I got to play with him, throw a lob for him. I got a lot of training. Because I didn't know how to shoot properly until then. Because people were saying to shoot with one hand. But I didn't really know how to do that because no one really showed me. They were just telling me. So finally, he told me what to do. Now my shot is a lot better. And he's been telling me to use my left hand for layups. And
yeah,
I can already see improvements. I still got a lot of work to do, but I'm so grateful I went down there.
I'm just going to say, you know, I've been watching you for a little bit. You know, I've been seeing you for a while this past year. And, you know, your improvement, I mean, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable how much you've gotten better. Like, you used to shoot with the two hands, but now you got that good, like, using the left hand as the guide hand, you know. And your ball control is great. It's really awesome seeing you.
Yeah, it's getting a lot better. And I appreciate everyone who's supporting me, because without them I wouldn't be able to do it. So
yeah, so on some of your videos I'm seeing, like, I think it's the Dallas Mavericks commenting on some of them. How's that feel, have an NBA team commenting on your posts?
I didn't even notice at first until my fans kept commenting, saying the Dallas Mavericks commenting on your videos. Like, that's so cool. Like,
yeah.
I didn't really know who it was. Like, is it, I think it's a manager for the Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah.
So that is pretty cool. That's the first team that I've seen come on my videos before. So
yeah. Other famous guys comment on him too. You know, you're a big star and everyone's a fan of yours. Seriously. All my friends, we were talking today and we were like, you got me, Mario, on the podcast. You know, they were super excited. Yeah. You know, cool. Yeah, it's awesome what you've been able to do. It's really
Thank
awesome.
You. Yeah, I give all glory to God. I've been trying. God's been keeping me humble, and I still struggle with I get frustrated. I struggle with pride, but God is gracious, and I want to do this all for His name and His glory. So
yeah,
but it's a lot of fun. I love doing this. Because I used to start playing volleyball, and playing basketball is a lot different. So
yeah, it is. I play some volleyball too. So you, how long did you play volleyball for?
I didn't get any like really a lot of coaching, but I played for about 5 years.
Oh wow!
And I kind of was doing self-taught, you know, pretty much.
Yeah.
And because I just was playing mostly for fun, because I never was able to join a clinic or anything. So I never got real professional training. If I did, I would have probably gone in that direction.
Right.
But, yeah. Basketball's a lot of fun, though. One time, because at first it was really frustrating because my left hand is super weak. So, because I never had to use it before.
Yeah.
And it's like a condition with my left hand where I'm losing a couple muscles in it. So, training that left hand to really work in basketball, especially with dribbling, is super difficult, but it's starting to get a little easier.
Yeah, and I think for a lot of basketball players, that offhand's very difficult. But if you keep practicing, man, I mean, you've already improved so much. It's wild. It's crazy.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So back to training with R2, obviously Flight, he trained with him. When are we getting that 1v1, man? I want to see it.
That question keeps coming up all the time. And the answer is whenever Flight sees it and says, yes, I'm down. He hasn't seen that video yet. I posted on TikTok, and the plan is to see R2 this Sunday. So I told R2 to show him the video and tell him that I want to do it.
Yeah.
The thing is, if he does say no, my fans won't stop asking. So eventually, no. I think it will happen because they won't stop bugging him about it. They won't stop bugging me about it. So they won't stop bugging him either.
Yeah. Hey, as a fan, if he says no, I think he's scared. I think he's scared of me, Mario.
I don't know. if he says I'm too busy, then I'll say, all right, we'll arrange a time. We'll go by his schedule for sure.
Yeah, I think that'd be a great game. I'd love to see it.
Yeah. I'm doing it for the fans. Awesome. I'm doing it because everyone keeps asking. I'm not trying to prove anything. I'm just wanting to have fun with it and have a good game.
Like, and why not? You know, it's not like you're gunning for him. It's just like, you're trying to have a fun one-on-one game.
Yeah.
You know, you both are trying to get good at basketball.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Just be a fun game. So, you know, I love your username. It's a meme, Mario. How'd you come up with that? And why'd you pick that?
I'm glad you asked. Yeah, a lot of people ask that because I started out doing YouTube before I did TikTok. And I was making – I tried to make a meme YouTube channel, and I liked and still like Mario. So I was like, what would be a good name, you know, for Mario and memes? Like, oh, it's a meme Mario. Makes sense. It goes together. It sounds cool. At least to me it did. So that's why I made that my username. Awesome. Yeah, it's not original. I think some people have made it up before, but to me it was original because I made it up. In my mind. So I kept it for every other social media. People are saying, some people are telling me to change the name to something more basketball related. It's like, I like my name. I'm going to keep it.
Why not? Yeah. People know you for It's a Meme Mario, and I think it's a great name. It's funny.
It's a funny name. Yeah.
Yeah. I think, for sure.
Yeah.
So a million followers. Not many people can say they reached that milestone. Kind of take us through the road to 1 million, like your career to 1 million.
Oh yeah. How far back do you want me to go?
whatever you think is fine.
All right.
Whatever you want.
All right.
Your answer.
All right. I'll try to keep it brief because it's a long story. So I started out doing TikTok to promote my YouTube channel. Now I'm doing mostly in TikTok now. I don't really use my YouTube channel. But I started out posting my YouTube videos to my TikTok. That wasn't really working out. So I just started making random videos on TikTok, like really random. Like one was like flushing in the toilet. one was, I don't remember, like these weird, the voice distortion things, just whatever I could think of, whatever I found, I just was doing all over the place. And then one day, a basketball video just clicked and people enjoyed it. So I was doing more of that. And I was getting more followers doing that. And then I got to 1,000. And then I decided, you know what, I'm going to do more TikTok coaching where like I was trying to do a hype community where we hype each other up. And then I was like, you know what, people, that might be okay. I'd rather do people are enjoying my content more for basketball. So I went back to basketball and then I was going a little faster again. Then I decided, no, I'm going to do tutorials, like joking tutorials. Like I'm sure you've seen before, like how to run, how to do these.
They're
just funny, silly stuff, which were funny. And I did have a period where I was blowing up by doing them. But then after that, I just stopped really growing. So then I was like, you know, I'm going to go back to basketball. And ever since I've been doing that, I've been growing a lot faster. And because people enjoy it, they love it. Started out as a joke where I just was doing silly things, saying like, oh, look, I'm training for flight. And I just shot like a layup or something, you know, nothing serious. And all of a sudden, recently, I started getting coaching. So really, I've been doing it basketball for a few months, but I haven't really been serious about it until about a month and a half or 2 months ago. Then that's where I'm at.
Yeah, I mean,
that's the brief story, but
that's awesome. So where did the idea – so the idea of training for basketball came from wanting to play flight, I guess?
I didn't want to play flight. My fans did.
Yeah, the fans. So yeah. It came from that.
It's because you know how flight plays, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because people were saying that flight and I played very similarly. I don't know about now, but flight used to play similarly to how I play. And that's what they were referring to. And that's what they thought, hey, you should go against them, you know? Right. I never thought about much of it because I didn't even know who he was. Yeah. I get people saying you're trying to copy flight or any stuff like that.
No.
But I honestly didn't even know about flight until, you know, maybe a couple months ago. And then I'm similar to flight because we both started out, you know, probably the same way. Yeah. And I think flight is more skilled, especially with dribbling, than me. But I'm just trying to get – but our goal is the same. We're both trying to get better at basketball. And
– yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's – you know, it's – anyone can get good at basketball. It's not you're copying someone, you know?
Yeah. Like people – I saw someone play with no left hand, you know, and he's good. He's able to dribble, and his left hand's just a stump. You know, he's able to still dribble. That's crazy. It just shows you hard work does pay off. You just
hard work pays off.
As long as you got two arms, you can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got it.
For sure. So now I think it's a good time to answer this question since you're, you know, getting better and you're starting to know yourself as a basketball player. What would you say your biggest strength in your game is?
I'm starting to get better at shooting.
Yeah.
Because I'm getting my form better. So I like shooting deep. I just do because nobody guards me really back out deep. So I'm trying to get those down pretty well because driving is not my specialty, especially since most of my opponents I play now are taller than me. So
yeah,
it's really hard to get there because they just put their hands up and, you know, I'll get blocked or – what, you know, still it'll get stolen. So yeah, it's because I'm short.
I'm with you, man.
Yeah, I'm only 5'6".
Yeah, I'm 5'7", 5'8", never been the tallest guy on the court. You just gotta shoot, you know?
Yeah,
shooters
like
gotta shoot.
But that's my weakness is the driving. That's why I have to keep working. I force myself to do it during games because otherwise I'll just take wild shots. And sometimes I go in, sometimes I don't. So I need to mix it up because what happens is if I shoot too deep all the time, people will guard me close because they know I'm not going to drive. So I need to mix it up. That's what people keep telling me. Mix it up or else people are just going to – it's way too predictable. And then they're just going to guard you up close and then you can't shoot either.
Right. Yeah, you got a good basketball IQ, you know. I saw you were the clip of you playing Ja. You know, most people wouldn't dare to drive against that kid, right? I mean, he's huge, but you went right into him, drove, even though you missed the layup, which everyone does, you know.
It was a floater.
Floater. Even you still tried at least, you know.
Oh yeah, I was really worried about that because I thought for sure he was gonna block it, but I think he also wasn't trying his hardest, obviously, because
he wanted to
give me a chance because I am a lot shorter than him, but yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to try – I could have tried a three-pointer, but I was like, I wanted to see if I could get closer. He is very intimidating, though.
Yeah.
He's just so – especially when he has the ball. When he has the ball, it's over. I mean
– yeah, against anyone, I mean, he's huge. He's
Yeah, everyone struggles against him pretty much.
Yeah.
A lot of people do.
Yeah. He can dunk. I saw you. But isn't it cool to, like, play against someone who could dunk and who, you know, who's going to be a future college star, NBA star?
Yeah, he's only 16.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Crazy how much time he has to improve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's great. So those trainers over there, they're legit, right?
What trainers?
The R2.
You're asking me if I think he's legit?
No, like just in general. Did they help you a lot? Like are they good?
Yeah, well, R2 was pretty much the only one that trained me. The other guys were there pretty much to they were there like just help me warm up. But yeah, R2 was mostly training me.
Yeah.
I don't know enough to know if they're good trainers or not, because they weren't really training me. They were just warming me up. But they seemed fine. But yeah, R2 is a really great coach. We played against each other, but he was going easy, of course, because he's giving me obvious weak points in his defense, so I could try to attack that, which was really nice. And then I tell him he can go harder, and then he just 11-zipped me.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I can go hard now. I was like, oh, shoot.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's so good at layups with both hands. So I'm like, I can't guard your left hand because I'm on your right side. He just knows how to do it. That's what I'm going to try to do, is do left hand layups more.
Yeah. If you get, having that left hand's really helpful. Definitely.
And he's draining three pointers on me, too.
Yeah.
His shot is really good.
Yeah, he's good. He's for sure good. I mean, I've seen those clips. He's pretty good. So I know you train, you do like those video sessions with R2, right?
No, that's someone else.
Oh, that's someone else?
Yeah.
All right, so
Joshua Hoops.
All right, TikTok. So like what's your daily schedule like for basketball training or for – you know, anything like day in the life of me, Mario?
For basketball, I do CrossFit now. And
all right.
So I'm working on it. I'm really working on my legs and my shoulders and arms, which that's mostly what I do at CrossFit. And then I do with the guy on Zoom training, Joshua Hoops, I do a lot of just dribbling drills. I don't do anything with shooting with him. And then I do 1v1s occasionally.
Yeah, occasionally, I see those.
Yeah, maybe a couple times a week or so, or three times a week. It depends. Yeah, that's when I practice. And then I practice shooting at the park. I'll just go there and shoot and combining dribbling and shooting.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I do.
That's awesome. You got any other hobbies besides basketball and volleyball? Anything else you like to do?
I like hanging out with friends and just in my family. I do a lot of TikTok, which is now kind of like my job and my hobby.
Yeah.
I
mean, look at you. You just got sponsored, right?
Yeah. Bang. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. It is cool. Yeah. Yeah. I never thought I would be here. That's for sure.
Yeah. Cause you see, you see those big stars getting sponsored by them, and now you're one of them.
Yeah, it's honestly awesome. I don't think my mind has really comprehended that, because my family sometimes seems like they get more excited than I do, because I'm just still confused and like I'm trying to fully comprehend it. It's like, oh my goodness, yeah. I'm actually getting sponsored. You know, that's crazy. I never had that before. You know.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's really cool. I just saw the video and I was like, whoa, this dude's legit now. He's sponsored already. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool. Really, really, really cool. So, you know, you just went through your schedule. You know, it's a lot, you know, training and playing. And what motivates you to keep practicing and keep working at it?
Well, my fans are a big motivator, because they want to see my progress. So I'm also enjoying basketball more, so it's easier to do something that you enjoy doing. So the because I am getting better, I'm not good, but I'm getting better. So the better I get, the more enjoyable it does get, and also helps that I want to be ready for whenever I do 1v1s, and yeah, it's a fun sport. I never thought I would like basketball because I've always done volleyball, and mm-hmm. I never was good at basketball because of my left hand. You know, that's why I never wanted to do it. But this has really been challenging me, and yeah, it really is fun now. I enjoy it so much.
Yeah, and you're playing with some of the great players. Was Mikey Williams up there with you training?
No, unfortunately not. No, people were asking. People automatically thought that Flight was going to be there too. I'm like, no, sorry. He has his own schedule, you know. And he reacted to one of my TikToks before. So he knows who I am, but.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, someone sent him a video of me saying something, but this was an old video and he just trash talked.
Oh, so now you got to beat him now.
Well, that's what my fans were saying. Like, now you gotta beat him. It's like, well, we'll see. I honestly don't care. I just want to do my best. If I lose because I'm not trying, then that's when I get a little frustrated. But if I try my best and Flight just crushes me, that's fine.
Yeah. Fine. As long as you know you try your hardest, give it 100%, leave it all on the court. Yeah.
I told people I'm definitely gonna give Flight some trouble. I'm gonna do my best.
Yeah.
Do my best to give Flight some trouble. Even if he does win, I'm going to make it hard. I'm not going to let him have it easy.
Yeah. I've been seeing in your clips, you know, your defense is also a strong part of your game.
That's what R2 says. I definitely need to work on it, but he says it's not too bad, you know.
Yeah.
It definitely could use work, but it's not – he said it's pretty good. That's what he told me at least.
I'm trying to make sure.
Because I am in volleyball – it's similar to where you have to have fast feet. So that's the same type of drills where you do quick feet. I haven't done volleyball in so long though, but doing those type of things for basketball is pretty similar. So it comes a little bit more natural, but I still get flat footed sometimes. So I need to make sure I stay on my toes. And force people to the left, which is usually their non-dominant hand. That's what people keep telling me. Like, I don't know how to do that. And then R2 showed me how. So now I feel like it's a little easier to guard now.
Mm-hmm. Do you see yourself going there to train again or going there to get coached again?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I can't wait to go back.
Hopefully
this time, hopefully next time Flight will be there.
Oh, yeah. I think R2 is going to set that up.
I hope so, because Flight is so busy all the time, which is understandable. He has his own YouTube channel. He has merch. You know, he has all of this stuff working for him. So.
Yeah. Speaking of merch, you got merch.
I do.
Yeah. So what goes into making that? Did you design it? Did you have any say in any of that?
Yeah. So actually my family, because I mostly focus on making videos, my family is mostly the ones that help with that. Because I wouldn't be able to do it all. So my family my sister actually helps me design. She actually designs the shirts pretty much online.
Wow.
Yeah. My sister does that. My mom sets up, she set up my, the merch account and all that. And also I had somebody else at my church help with, a silhouette, which was my first design.
Yeah.
So all that. Yeah. Yeah, it's a group effort, and I'm mostly just making videos and going live. And while they're doing all that, and yeah, because there's no way I could do all by myself.
It's good that you have like people to support you, you know.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's really awesome.
It's way too hard to do all by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I need some of that merch. It's awesome.
Oh, thanks.
It's really cool. Yeah.
Thanks.
It's really cool. So, who is your favorite player right now, NBA?
Well, I get some people bashing me for saying it because they say you're copying Flight, but like, no, I like Steph Curry. That had nothing to do with him. has nothing to do with flight. I just like Steph Curry. He has a good three point range.
Yeah, he shoots deep range like you do.
Well, he shoots way deeper than I do, but yeah, yeah, and he's more consistent too. So, far more consistent. But yeah, he just is. I just admire him. There's obviously other better players too. I mean, not better players, but there's also other good players too. Like LeBron. LeBron's cool. I liked Michael Jordan. You know, I watched clips of him before. So there's a lot of other basketball players that are really good and might even be better than Curry, but I like Curry a lot because of that 3-point range. It's just like, whoa, dude, you're so good.
Yeah, he's revolutionized the game for sure.
They need a 4-point range
now. Yeah. Yep. Curry range.
They need that.
Yeah. So this next question we ask everyone, all the guests, as the last question. What is next for you?
Next for me? Like, regarding what?
Regarding career, anything.
Okay. I honestly don't have a clear direction besides just wanting to get better at basketball. I'm getting some companies reaching out to me to sponsor. So I'm definitely down to keep this a part-time or full-time job. I'm still going to college, so I obviously not gonna do too much schooling this year probably because I want to make sure I have time to do this as well. But yeah, I'm just getting general classes, and maybe some people think I'm trying to go to the NBA. Probably not. That's not my goal. My goal is just to be a better, you know, casual player that just goes and plays 1v1, similar to what Flight does, not copying, but just similar style. Because Flight doesn't want to. I don't think he wants to go to the NBA.
Yeah,
I don't think he does. At least from what I've seen, he doesn't have any intention of doing that. But he wants to get better. No. Yeah.
Yeah, I think also you'd be a great basketball coach.
I've always wanted to be a volleyball coach, honestly.
Oh, really? Yeah. Yeah.
I know more about volleyball than basketball.
Yeah. Sure. Coach in general. I mean, you're a great motivator, you know?
Yeah. I really do want to play on it. I do want to play like some pickup games with it, like with a group of, you know, three or five sometime too. Cause I've always done so many 1v1s, you know, I wanted to switch it up. And because on a team, I know when to pass it and better, and I just like working with the team, because I just pass a lot and let them do most of the scoring. Because I'm definitely not a ball hog when it comes to basketball game pickup games like that. I pass it a lot.
Yeah. All right. I think that's it. Thanks so much to It's a Me, Mario. Big things happening for him. Make sure to go follow him on all platforms at It's a Me, Mario. He's a great guy. Nothing but the best for him. This has been the 312 Show. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your day.